It's become something of a mantra for President Obama as he presses for Congress to approve a stimulus program. One of his favorite selling points is,
we've got shovel-ready projects all across the country.
But just what makes a project shovel-ready is open to interpretation. NPR's Brian Naylor has this report.
There is no formal definition of shovel-ready. In fact, at the Federal Highway Administration, they don't even use the phrase. Their preferred term is ready-to-go, according to Acting Administrator Jeff Paniotti. What that means, he says, are projects on which states have already done the preliminary work.
They've addressed all the environmental requirements as required. They've done the necessary public outreach. In many cases, the design work is already completed and that they're on an approved state list.
This is a good example of a shovel-ready project outside of Washington, D.C., in Northern Virginia's notoriously traffic-clogged suburbs. I'm at the intersection of Gallows Road and Lee Highway. The state wants to widen these roads and has done some of the preliminary work, but the project is on hold because Virginia doesn't have the final $32 million it needs to complete it. The stimulus bill says for a project to be considered shovel-ready, it must be ready to begin in 90 days. The U.S. Conference of Mayors has a list of almost 19,000 such projects, adding up to almost $150 billion. In Wisconsin, Democratic Governor Jim Doyle has set up an office to review projects in his state that are ready to go.
My job as governor is to make sure that that happens, that we are ready to go and that we can get people to work promptly.
Doyle says there are some 7,000 transportation industry workers in Wisconsin without jobs, but Doyle's to-do list goes beyond fixing roads and bridges. The governor hopes to use some of the stimulus money to make repairs in the state's university system.
These are things that it's like putting a new roof on here, adding an addition, improving the science labs, things that do not require great designing and engineering, but just work that can get done right away. And we have campuses all over the state, so it's a way that we can get people to work all over the state quite quickly.
The priority on shovel-ready projects means much of the infrastructure funding in the stimulus will be spent on the decidedly unglamorous work of fixing roofs, widening roads, and repairing bridges. Critics say that does little to address the nation's serious long-term infrastructure needs, and some analysts caution that speed should not be the only consideration in determining which projects are funded. Robert Puentes is a transportation expert at the Brookings Institution.
We do need expeditious attention to this, but we need to make sure that these investments are made wisely, and we don't have to sacrifice speed in order to get smart investments.
Puentes argues environmental and energy concerns should not be sacrificed in the name of quick action, and that metropolitan areas should be given priority.
We do need to go back and make sure that we don't lose sight of the broad objectives for infrastructure that not only advances the economy, but also adheres to the goals of energy independence, environmental sustainability, social inclusion. It sounds like a lot to lay on this, but we can do it and get a 3-for-1 return for our investment.
While states and cities have long wish lists of shovel-ready projects they'd like to begin work on, in reality, far fewer will be funded. The House-passed stimulus included some $30 billion for road and bridge repairs, the Senate a bit more. But that's less than a third of what cities say they'd like to dig their shovels into. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.
¶¶